This next question has to do with Terry Beezer also. When we had the chat room on Thursday, I asked the question, what does it mean to have the kingdom of heaven within? I asked it just for a conversation and to see what others would share and say in response. Then it was suggested that I ask the question at Saxon. And although I hadn't intended to ask it for Saxon, I knew that the answer is in our, and I knew the answer was in our writing, but I would ask anyways, because whenever I ask a question at Saxon, it always gives us greater insight.
Yeah, but you can get kingdom of heaven within you. Oh, you just good.
Well, in case it was turned back to me, that there was a possibility. I have the book Dusty's Maitreya on Paradisus, and there's a whole section in the book that talks about the kingdom of heaven within.
All right, so let's read this one.
Since what you say would be better than I could say in my own words, I'll just read this.
All right.
The kingdom of heaven within is when a person finds God in his or her heart. It has nothing to do with any organized religion, philosophy, or external circumstance. It is a personal relationship between a man and God. It is God within the temple of one's body. There is also a hierarchy in this kingdom within. Each person realizes God in a different level, hierarchy within. Any person in a level above another can teach the person below. That is why we have so many teachers, each with a little knowledge, proclaiming to be teachers, and they do not find followers, those who are a little below them. However, the greatest teacher of all is the Christ God, who teaches all levels in the hierarchy, and each one is a part of his body. And there's another section, a little bit longer, that also has some really good insight. We have to all realize that each kingdom is necessary. Each of them are interrelated. The kingdom of heaven on earth will not come without the kingdom of heaven within you. The kingdom of heaven within you might come, but it's going to be very hard to live on earth where the kingdom of heaven on earth has not come. You might be a good person and connect yourself to God, but it is very hard for a good person to live in a society where a lot of people are not good. It's very hard for them because they are good, but others are not. So it has to go hand in hand. That person who goes through the first five steps of the eternal divine path creates the kingdom of heaven within. And not only are these people good, but they are also effective. They meditate, they do their spiritual practices to become connected to God. They strive to create an environment where people are good, live together, and create a community. In order to create this community, sacrifice, not being self-centered, is necessary. Even with that, they have to become submissive. Submission means you do your best and at the same time you surrender the result to God. The reason we become depressed, the reason we become unhappy, the reason we sometimes become too much elated, and then we are depressed after that, is because we are attached to the results of our actions. When we do something good, we become elated, we just jump all over. Then tomorrow the thing we felt was good doesn't happen the way we want it, and we become completely down, so we go up and down like a roller coaster. But with surrendering, we say, God, it is really you who is the doer, and the result is also yours. Better than surrendering is submission. It means God is doing it through us. So with that, we're going to become completely free from the results of our actions. Also, we will become universalists. Being universalist means that you believe there is one God, one unity in the Spirit, and everything is God. So how can you separate between religion, races, country, and philosophy? There can't be separation. After realizing these five steps is when you create the kingdom of heaven within you. So not only do you create the kingdom of heaven within, but you strive to bring the kingdom of heaven without. I go to the mountains and meditate. I think I'm such a wonderful person. I'm meditating all the time. I go to my room, or I go to the beach, I go to whatever place I have, cut myself off from the world and say, what a wonderful person I am. But then I encounter society and I find out that I was just escaping from truly seeing myself. It is just like that yogi who was meditating in the mountains for 10 years. He thought he was such a wonderful person. He was always happy sitting there meditating, breathing such good air, etc. He thought he was in control of his environment. And one day he had to go to town and he had no choice. He went to town and was the first person who pushed him. He became so angry and pushed back. Suddenly he realized, wow, what am I doing? I thought I was so good and such a wonderful yogi. I thought I was completely in control of myself. with this puss, I became so angry. What is this? And then, so we believe that the person who wants to create the kingdom of that heaven within has to be in the community, otherwise it's not going to work. We don't believe in escapism. We don't believe in going to the mountains, meditating up there and saying, oh, I'm such a wonderful yogi, I have all these cities, towers, and all those things. We can create such people more and more who have the kingdom of heaven within and are starting to create the community together. We will eventually connect these communities together with one another, and that is when we will bring the kingdom of heaven on earth.
Very good. Well, so you did your work and your research, and actually somebody was telling me that it's not important that what we know. It's important that we find it. Of course, in the meeting, at least you have to go to the economic life. That is the answer. The kingdom of everything is a following of the general divine path. Okay, that is the way to meditate, awaken or spiritual courses. But you don't have to go to the mountain. You can stay in the community of life and doing it. Of course, it is more difficult now because we don't have the kingdom of heaven on earth. Because you don't have many communities. We haven't created the base of the mission so people can, we have a lot of work to do right now. And so, sitting and meditating and all that. And even the promise of life. So meditation without promise of life is going to be very difficult. Okay? Because you are living in a world that is very materialistic, very idealistic, very, pragmatic, very, calling. Okay, it's the age of calling. It's the age of ignorance. And that is why, you cannot meditate. Okay, if you are out there. That's why we are emphasizing over and over creation of the communities of life. The more we create the communities of life, the easier for everybody to meditate. The more we create the communities of life, the easier to sacrifice. The easier to surrender ourselves to God. And easier to become a universalist. Okay? When you do that, then you have awakened spiritual forces. Because you live in the community, when you go through the world is not going to affect you. Even in this little community we have, the people who go to war, when they come back here, they have a refuge. It's kind of a entry into really heaven here. They can just shut everything out there and come here and cleanse themselves, and the next day they can go to work, much cleaned and rested. Most of the people out there, they don't have even that. They go home, they drink, they watch television, the next time they come, they're arrested. That's what does. So rude that you can see more and more, so many people out there are so rude and unconcerned and not polite or anything, because their mind is actually too much. Because they eat junk food, they drink junk drinks, they watch junk television, they breathe junk air. What do you become? You become drunk after a while yourself, okay? As simple as that. So, that's what, again, this community always not very many people need. Actually, it's a refuge for a lot of people who even go to that world. The more you create the community, it's easier for people to come because they have more and more refuge, and they become calm-minded, they go out there, they can affect their environment. The environment out there becomes calmer, the more creation of communities, the bigger, calmer environment and the right to be, and the kingdom of heaven is a state of being of the whole humanity. Okay? And our path or kingdom of heaven within is an exceeding mind. Okay? It's neither a leg, two eyes, or we can be pressed to love. Is that an excuse? That is the path of the eternal divine path. You have eternal spiritual forces. You work in a community. Therefore, you are not in the mountain escaping the world. You are in the world. But at the same time, you are not in the crazy world. Okay, you are in a much calmer world. Then you sacrifice. You learn not to be self-centered. Okay? Not all the thing is for me, but what is the thing for the community. You are not self-centered. That is one problem of the ego. It's self-centeredness. Okay. That, God on you not to be self-centered. for some people, it's very difficult. They want to run a rally. They want to take their ego and say, no, I want to get an apartment that says, place to live, you know, I want my ego. I don't want to share with anybody. Okay. I don't want to encounter any problem. Okay. I don't want to deal with difficult people. Okay. In communities, there are much difficult people living in the community. You have to know how to deal with them, how to, you know, bend them, you know, make them, you know, become unsubstantial and not difficult anymore. Okay. You have to deal with the people. And that's a very hard thing to do with a lot of people. They don't want to deal with the people. They want to go, it's much easier to have an apartment or a house by yourself and give them and say, oh, I'm such a wonderful person. You see how wonderful I am? No, but at the same time, if you put them with other people, they will be like, oh, I'm not that wonderful as I thought I was. Okay? So we can see that the purification comes a lot when you're in the community. Okay? After a while, people are not as nice as in the street with you, that tell you that right in your face, you have a problem, okay? You have to take care of the problem in the community, and you learn and you grow. So Kamsa Samhita is a wonderful teaching in mind, okay, for us to see ourselves. Can we see ourselves by ourselves? It's very hard, okay, for us to see ourselves, but other people can see us, and, you know, if we are open, so the suggestion in the community, after a while, it tells us something. Everything that the community tells us something, eventually I have to think about it. Maybe they are right. One person can be wrong, two persons can be wrong, five persons can be wrong, 10 persons cannot be wrong. Okay? So I'd better, you know, meditate on this problem and eventually you overcome this problem and the problem. And you is supporting that. You know, you can sacrifice, you can give up yourself without, you know, making a big deal out of it. Oh, I'll give you so much, I'll give so much in the community. You did a little, but you think, wow, I'll give so much in the community, I'm giving so much into it. Okay. And the people say, no, we didn't give up. Compare what you gave and what you gave. You gave the little. He gave a lot. But at the same time, they're not dragging about it or talking about it all the time. Where you say, oh, okay, I'm too self-centered that even though I give a little, I think I gave a lot. This is not true. I didn't give a lot because other people are giving more than I'm giving. Mm-hmm. So, it's a process that eventually helps you and gets you to a point not to be self-centered. And then, after that, of course, when you're not self-centered, everybody starts praising you, so wonderful things you are doing. And you said, again, you give and said, oh, what a wonderful person I am. I'm doing all this good thing in the community or for the nation or that. And eventually you realize, yeah, that's the doer. God is doing good. You're just on the side. Okay? Then you don't have the latest, not, you know, down. That is just, you know, if you read the Bhagavad Gita, that is what the Krishna is talking about. The steady mind. If neither become liquid, then it becomes depressed. The steady mind that will stay in the course of the work he has been called for, and he will be able to accomplish it. Because nothing affects him. So he knows where he's going. He knows where you are going. You're going to come to life. You're going to the place of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Okay? So some other people, because people will drag me down. Okay? Very strong. That's one of the things about the other ego. Ego loves to drag other egos down. Okay? To their own level. Okay? That's what they do. Okay? So there's a lot of egos there trying to drag you down. Don't go where you're going. Ego wants you to go. Okay? Actually, if you heard about the, what is those crawling things in the water? The crayfish, yeah. The crayfish, they don't. When they put a lot of crayfish in a ball, they don't cover it. Do you know what the reason is? The reason is that anytime any other crayfish just tries to go over the ball, the other crayfish pull them down. They don't want the other crayfish to get out of the ball. Okay? It is just the nature. Okay? That's exactly what one problem the spiritual path is. You have to be worried about other crayfish, not to pull you down. Okay? That's what ego does. people love the food you dump to their own level. If you little higher, they try to take your energy and become your level. But you both come, you go down, they go a little higher. But because their ego cannot maintain that energy, they lose that energy themselves. So both of you are going to go down. That is one of the things that the idol has. Idol has really means that I'm going to take your energy, you know, because I really need that energy, I don't have it. Okay. And then if you idol has, you don't feel very high after that. If you're a high person. Just if you're a lower person, you feel good. Because you get the energy from the high energy. So, be careful of the crayfish. Okay. So, and be a steady mind. And the eternal divine path is the path of make your mind steady, composed, and focused. Okay. So, that is what the kingdom of heaven within. You have awakened to yourself, you become more sensitive. So meditation, you become more sensitive, you know. That's what meditation does. You didn't come into life. Sacrifice, you learn not to be self-centered. You become universalist, therefore, and you become, you let God do it through you, therefore you need it later, you're depressed. If it didn't work, if it was bad, it was your ego. If it was good and perfect, it is God, because God is perfect. Therefore, if you do something and you let it do it through you, it should be perfect. If it's not perfect, you did it. Okay. It was your fault. God is perfect. So, you're not going to get elated or depressed. Then you become a universalist. Universalist means, universe is your home, God is your mother and father, and you are here to do your father's work. Universalism. You do not belong to any nation, any gender, any, you know, race, but to the universe. Okay. Your nationality is universalism. Okay. Where are you from? I am from God. Where are you from? I'm from God too. Oh, okay. You're from the same place. No. You're not from any specific area in the world. So that is universal. You expand your mind, you destroy every narrowness of the mind that keeps you from, you know, progressing. I am from this nation, I am from this gender, I am from this race. This is our constrictive, makes your consciousness is small. Okay. And you have been born in so many different places anyway. Where are you from? I don't know. This is what I'm talking about. So you can see, it expands your mind. Such a person has no attachment, no fear, no constricting ideas. He is turning and submissive to God. God does the work through them. Okay. They are ready to sacrifice everything for the community. They live in the community. And they meditate and they are making this future. But meditation doesn't mean sitting there all the time and meditating. You might go for a ride, you might do gardening, you might, you know, whatever, you know, helps you to calm your mind and start realizing and hearing the word that will give you, you know, your initiation. When you hear that word, you know your highest. You are best. So, this is the kingdom of innovation. All these things are given to help you to create the kingdom of innovation, to destroy narrowness of the mind, to destroy the up and down of the life, to not being self-centered, being able to stand in the community and learning how to meditate. Then, if you create the kingdom of innovation, then you are part of it, bro. You are not alone. The other person have no choice. But get engaged in the mission and do the work. If you're not doing the work, then you're not having the kingdom of heaven.
Training, how is it that these pyramid groups will overcome their classless and they're
incorruptible?
And still it says that verse, hold fast that no man take thy crown,
he
still could fall back. How is it that could happen?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Until you reach the true consciousness, there's all of the people that you might fall back. Yeah. In in the sit still, okay, you meditate for a while, you stay in the goodness of life, you sacrifice and you surrender submissive and you become aware of it. But you're not truly done all of them. You think you are done, okay? But you still have an impurity, you still have your ego intact. Or, you know, have a part of ego at least intact. You know, it's broken down, but it's not completely broken down. And you're not completely surrendered and submissive, you still have your own will. You want to do what you want to do. You don't want to do what God wants you to do. Okay? If it's still the religious, you are still there, or you say I'm universalist, I don't like this person or this race or this, you know, people. Again, you're not completely there. No. Then you come. Okay? Because you're not completely pure. If you're pure Paravipra, then you really are in pure consciousness. Because then you reach the purity of the Paravipra, that's the next step. Then pure consciousness. Of course, then you have the ability to decide you want to go to pure consciousness or you want to study and help others also to reach pure consciousness. Okay? If you decide to go to pure consciousness, of course God is going to send you back. Okay, you're not going to say, okay, come in and I'm going to kick you, as he said, you know. I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. You think you have reached, but you don't. Such a person becomes an avatar, a God man, a person who comes from pure consciousness to the body, a person who decides to stay back in the body and help the people to become a task guru or the street last person. But a guru is a very misused word. Okay. A lot of gurus, they attach you to themselves. Okay. They are false teachers. Okay. But if a guru or a spiritual teacher teaches and takes you to God and says, well, their teaching is based on the scriptures, you know, of God and the word of God, then he's a good spiritual teacher. He's a guru and then a spiritual teacher. It's not an Indian word or anything. So if you're completely needed to become the pure Paravipra, you go to pure consciousness, you don't fall. But if you fall, it means you have some impurity. That's what it says. Watch. That no one will take your crown. You are very close to the crown. Mm-hmm. What's the crown? Pure consciousness. Now, watch it. Okay. You might not make it, but still there is a pitfall. Okay? That you become impure and fall. Okay? And that fall is great because you already created so much power, so much, you know, beauty and so much things. You can misuse that. You can make little ash and make everybody, millions of people follow you. Okay? But you lost because you pure consciousness yourself. And you are become an obstacle for millions of people to go to pure consciousness also. Because they are connected to what? That connected to me, which was very close to the crown, I reached there, I had the power, but I fell. So that's why God sent the scriptures with the prophecies of it is going to come, because there are so many false teachers. There's so many people claiming God teachers, but only the ones that fulfill the prophecy and bring the word of God in the purest form is the one we really have to be accepted. So watch out, not such a teaching or teachers take your crown and connect you to themselves. Okay? So it's a very tricky path. Okay? If it was easy, everybody would reach full consciousness very fast. So actually when I first became familiar with meditation, they used to tell us a story that God is in 50 miles from here, and everybody starts from the 0 mile to get to God. And first, this is going over a mile, and there's food and drinks, and you know, the most beautiful cuisine you ever wanted, you know, and half of the people get, you know, attached to that thing. And the other half says, no, you have to go to God. And the other half goes to the next one. That's the most beautiful mate you can have. The wonderful eyes, beautiful, you know, people, the music and all the things you can, you know, including all the food was in the first night. Half of the rest that come, you know. But the time people get to the fifth mile, the guy is only two people naked.
Mm-hmm.
And the one person runs and hugs God and says, I made you. I have that to you, you know, I'm here. And the other one comes and humbly, you know, bow down to God and says that that's the teammate, you know. Even the one who ran and egoistically says, you ran here, right? You know, I'm so great, I found you. Not naked, you know, only the one who humbly, you know, bow down to God. God says, that's the one naked. So from many of people who start the journey, very few people make it. That's what many people call, few people are choosing. It's all given. It's all there. It's all God and all the initial humanity, how it works.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is we have to really understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we understand it, then we'll see, you know, we have a lot of work on ourselves. We have to be careful not to be, you know, not to let it, you know, people, other people pull us down. Not to let the world affect us, not to let it, you know, fall. Even Paravipravu, he can fall. Even after working all that hard, the yearning comes to the flood, just even not fall. So, seeing all of the things is the following of the heavenly one path and recognizing and realizing the word of God.